a right to repair? Questions persist over what it means for drivers to have the right to repair their cars and trucks following President Donald Trump's recent memorandum, which aims to open access to aftermarket vehicle repairs. The June 29th memorandum impacts a slice of the controversy between automakers, car owners, and independent workshops over who can technically and legally conduct certain auto maintenance and repair jobs. The memo specifically targets emissions components that are strictly regulated by the Environmental Protection Agency under the Federal Clean Air Act. Automotive and legal experts who spoke to the Epoch Times explained the types of repairs the memorandum affects, what this means for vehicle owners, and some of the potential consequences for the industry as a whole. What Trump's trying to do here is figure out, is there an alternative to let people basically work on their cars if it's something relating to emissions? Joe Lupino Esposito, federal policy director of the Pacific Legal Foundation, told the Epoch Times, "Narrow slice of vehicle regulations. Rather than establishing a national right to repair policy for a wide variety of aftermarket vehicle parts, the memorandum specifically homes in on components used in automotive emission systems. The Clean Air Act prohibits drivers from tampering with emission systems, including intentionally removing or bypassing a catalytic converter on a vehicle that was originally equipped with one. Additionally, if an independent repair shop wants to use a non-original equipment manufacturer part in a vehicle's emission system, the mechanic must receive legal certification from the California Air Resources Board. The California Board is currently the only organization allowed to certify aftermarket parts under the Clean Air Act's guidelines. In many cases, the certification process can take more than a year." Armin Haryan, founder and editor-in-chief of the automotive industry media platform Torque News, explained that the California Board is essentially the only widely recognized way to prove an aftermarket emissions component adheres to the Clean Air Act. This creates a bottleneck for certifications as the board is a state agency with limited staff handling applications for manufacturers across the entire country, not just California, Haryan told the Epoch Times. That backlog has created supply shortages, driven up costs, and slowed down innovation, while also limiting how many affordable parts consumers can actually buy, he said. For a small aftermarket parts company, waiting over a year and paying for testing before you can legally sell a single unit is a real barrier to entering the market, Haryan added. The memorandum directs the EPA to issue guidance within 30 days on actions vehicle owners can take regarding emissions repairs or modifications while staying consistent with the Clean Air Act. Lupino Esposito said the memorandum may result in federal guidance that allows vehicle owners some leeway with fine-tuning or improving their exhaust or emission systems. For example, in ways that wouldn't violate federal law but might otherwise be restricted unless working with a dealership under the current certification process. Certification monopoly. The memorandum also directs the EPA to encourage the submission of, expeditiously consider, and act on any requests from organizations capable of testing aftermarket parts for conformance with the, so that CARB is not the only organization issuing certifications. It's not clear how this would play out or which organizations could fill the gap. Haryan said the Specialty Equipment Market Association, which is the leading group representing the specialty automotive aftermarket parts industry, has been advocating for years to have additional boards conduct compliance certification under the Clean Air Act. While the association could step in to become an additional certifier, the memorandum just directs the EPA to start accepting applications from anyone qualified, Haryan said. The honest answer is, we do not yet know who steps into that role, only that the door is now open, he said. Jacob Berg, Stacy Robinson. Bookmarks. The U.S. government has bought back almost $200 billion in debt this year, according to an Epoch Times review of Treasury Department data. Check out Andrew Moran's latest to assess the impacts. Senator Darlene Graham announced on Monday that she will run to fill the Senate seat of her brother, the late Lindsey Graham. Shortly after the announcement, which was preceded by an endorsement from Donald Trump, Representative Nancy Mace dropped out of the running for that seat. The FBI has identified former U.S. Army soldier Andrew Arabaka as the suspect who set off an incendiary device outside a Manhattan federal building on the morning of July 20th. The Department of Homeland Security, in a statement released on X, described Arabaka as an anti-ICE rioter, and said he launched fireworks at the federal building. Arizona State University has withdrawn its lawsuit seeking to acquire a 124-year-old house in downtown Phoenix by eminent domain to make way for a new medical education center. Check out Alan Stein's latest for details on the resolution. Trump said on July 20th that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will not be arrested when he comes to the United States, despite threats by New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani. The mayor said he would investigate whether he could legally detain Netanyahu, adding that he thought he belongs in The Hague. Stacey Robinson.